Stories mark this season, and that brings us to a Yellow Springs December story you may have heard. Yellow Springs patron Wheeling Gaunt was born in 1812 on a tobacco plantation in Carrollton, Kentucky. Gaunt bought his freedom and then his wife's freedom with money earned polishing boots and selling apples. He later relocated his family to Yellow Springs and, by his industry and frugality, was, at the time of his death, considered the wealthiest man of color in Ohio. Community Voices producer Corey Van Osdell has more.
A few years before his death in May of 1894, Wheeling Gaunt gave about 9 acres of land to the village of Yellow Springs. Attached to that donation was an unusual condition, that proceeds from that land be used to distribute flour each winter to the just and worthy widows of Yellow Springs. The following Christmas, 23 widows received 3 sacks of flour each. In today's measures, that's about 75 pounds of flour, or enough for a loaf or two of bread every week for a year. An article in the Yellow Springs Torch on December 28, 1894 said, "Many wealthy men have died in this community, but none perhaps will be remembered so long and so gratefully as Mr. Gaunt."
Hello.
Hello.
We got flour and sugar from the village for you.
Oh, for heaven's sake, because
yes,
I'm
ma'am.
A widow. Okay, well, thank you
You're
very
welcome.
Much.
Have a good holiday.
Thanks, Mr. Gaunt, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The flour and sugar deliveries operation is coordinated by Ruth Ann Lillick, human resource officer at the village.
Each year in October, early November, I start going through the widows and widowers list that we have from last year. I start looking at the obituaries in the Yellow Springs newspaper to see if any of the people listed have passed away this past year or if there's in the obituary a spouse that's been left behind.
Deliveries are done by the village maintenance crew, including Ben Sparks, electric and water distribution foreman.
We've got some of the same people that we do every year that we kind of know now.
Hello. Hello. We're here with flour and sugar.
Oh, aren't you lovely? Just in time.
Just in time with us.
Yes.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
For some widowed villagers, the delivery can be bittersweet.
We had a guy that was recently widowed. His wife had died 2 months previous to us delivering. And he was very angry.
Once again, Ruth Ann Lillick.
Sometimes it's a little too soon, and that's a hard judgment call. Some people appreciate it. They are in tears because it's been a recent death, and others don't want it this year, and we understand that.
For villager Kathy Robertson, the experience has shifted over time.
The first couple of years it was hard because, you know, it just reminded me of the fact that I was a widow. So it was actually you know, an emotional experience. But at some point, that changed.
Like many of our widowed neighbors, Kathy now plans her holiday baking around the delivery of flour and sugar. For as Gaunt himself once said, it's not what you have, but what you share.
I usually have 2 or 3 grandchildren. We make sugar cutout cookies.
Villager Maureen Redman.
What do you usually do with the flour and sugar?
Bake cookies.
What kind of cookies?
All kinds. Springerly and candy canes, gingerbread men. We're big on gingerbread men because we decorate the Christmas tree with them and hope the animals don't eat them.
I love to make peppernuts, the old German Mennonite style.
Lynn McCown.
But they take 100 years, and so I only do it at Christmas when I can get rope other people into helping. One of my best friends was Lenore, I don't know, an elderly German lady. And Lenore was always like, I would never take that. Like, that would look like I didn't have any money. And I was like, no, I think that would look like you respect and appreciate Mr. Gaunt.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So then she would come and do cookies with me. She would help with it, but she would never take the flour and sugar.
Thank you so much for doing it.
Several Yellow Springs organizations, including the Arts Council, the Historical Society, and the 365 Project, a volunteer group promoting African-American heritage, Black culture, and educational equity, have joined forces to build a larger-than-life bronze statue of Wheeling Gaunt. To learn more about the statue, go to wyso.org. For Culture Couch at WYSO, I'm Corey Van Osdell.
Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council. This story was created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.